Folks, we're going to delay by about a minute until everyone's computer boots up. So we've got some special guests in the audience tonight. Isn't that exciting? Jeez. You guys want to crack a smile or something for guys? Oh, you moved to the second row. Smart move, big guy. I was talking to you, Eric. When you hear the music go on, that means the computer booted up. So, but I do have a hard copy of the agenda, at least, so we can at least begin. Tonight's city council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
John Singer.
Here.
John Vogelsberg.
Here.
Nice music.
That's someone's pacemaker. Please turn it off.
Sam.
Can we pick who?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay now.
Before every city council meeting, we always lead the meeting in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask our distinguished guest, Mr. Aldrich, to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. We have a full agenda tonight and lots of joyous things to cover. Item 3A, ladies and gentlemen, is self-explanatory. It is to recognize Republic Waste, Allied Waste driver Ken Aldrich, who is with us tonight, but he brought no friends or family, for receiving the 2010 Driver of the Year Award from the Environmental Industry Associations. Now, by way of introducing Mr. Aldrich, I'm going to introduce all of you to a gentleman you receive regular emails from. He's the guy that he's the go-to guy, if you will, when there's challenges or when we have the opportunity to praise the good work of his team. So, Mr. Eric Henschen, the podium is yours. This is Eric Henschen. You always get emails, you don't know what the guy looks like. That's why we prefer emails.
We always appreciate him.
Sorry.
Well, hello, everybody, and thanks for having us here tonight. We're all really excited about the national recognition of one of our drivers. And he is our commercial front load driver, and for that, he is predominantly the service provider here in the city of Geneva, picking up the commercial containers. So each year, the EIA puts out a request for applications for drivers of the year, and it's separated to the six drivers receive the award based on the size of the area that they work in, what type of work they do, and whether it's a municipal or a public company that they work for. And every year we submit multiple applications throughout our corporation, and they go in with Waste Management, Veolia, all the privately held companies, Republic Services, Allied Waste. And this year, the award is awarded based on your not only your driving record, but also your safety record, your customer service record, and your community involvement. So this year we had Ken Aldrich, if you'd stand up for me, please. Ken Aldrich is our commercial front load driver, and he was awarded commercial front load driver of the year by the EIA, which means that him and his wife are flown down to Atlanta, where they hold our industry's Waste Expo. And it's similar to a trade expo where everybody from across the country comes and looks at new equipment, different things for the different equipment for the business that you can buy, and they have a special breakfast for all of the EIA award winners, where all the leaders in our industry come to this breakfast and recognize Ken. He gets an award. He got a number of different things that I'll let him tell you about. But most importantly, our company takes this award so seriously that anyone that wins this award in the company receives a brand new truck. That's really exciting for everybody at our division. It's a lot of recognition also for him, of course. And I'm not sure what all is included in the packet that you handed that went out to all the council members, but there's...
Oh. Well, it's something pretty special. Look at that.
There's the truck.
Look at that.
There's a picture of Ken and I at
Does he take the truck home?
Hope he's got a big garage.
His son would like that.
That's cool.
That's his neighbor's loan.
So we have everybody here today. I'd like to introduce some of the staff that came along with me. I have Cal Boonstra, who's our operations manager that manages all the drivers. Jim Viverito, who's a resident of Geneva and is our region's area sales manager. Tim Littner, who is our municipal sales representative.
And we all just got an email from Tim today regarding a special pickup.
Thank you, Tim.
Dan Studer, who is our territory sales representative that represents to all the commercial businesses our company in the city of Geneva. Fernando Rangel, who is our maintenance clerk. Next to him is Bob Youngsma, our maintenance manager. He's the one that keeps all of our trucks on the road and safe. And then Ken Aldrich. Behind Ken is my wife, Brooke. I left out this little short guy here in this front seat. That's my youngest son, Andrew. And also in the back there is our office manager, Bev Millard.
Excellent. Welcome.
Did I miss anybody? So as you can see, this is a really important award for us, and it's a lot of recognition across the whole nation for not only our company, but also for Ken here locally and all the drivers that work in our division. We do take safety very seriously, but our service goes a lot further than just safety. And customer service, attendance, community involvement. Ken, it always amazes me how much time, I started in a truck at this company. And for anybody that can spend the amount of time that it takes to come to work from the long distance away that he drives, start at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then go home after 10, 12 hours of work, and then go back to his community and be a coach for baseball, soccer, and other sports as well. I mean, I just commend his personality, and he's the type of driver that we hope that we can get every one of ours to represent to not only the city of Geneva but our whole service area.
Well said, Mr. Aldrich. We're tired of hearing from Eric. We hear from him all the time. So the floor is yours, sir. Come on up and let us know, where do you live and where do you drive to then every morning?
I live in Leland. So it's like a 45-minute drive to get to Aurora every day. I start at 4 o'clock in the morning, work until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go home, coach soccer, baseball, basketball. I assistant den leader for my kids' Cub Scout pack. So it's all about them. And I really appreciate you guys letting us come here tonight.
Of course. Eric insisted.
I don't want to be the only one recognized here. It's everybody here. It's not just me.
Do you do other cities besides Geneva?
I also do Batavia, North Aurora, and the northwest side of Aurora.
I mean, Mr. Aldrich drives 625 miles a week in his truck.
Wow. So his new truck.
Soon to be. You've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
And Ken told me earlier today that when time is tough and he's got a crunch, he just usually forgets things in Batavia and just goes home, which I think is really nice.
You got to do what you got to do.
So I'm sure Schulke will say things next week about Geneva. So.
That's why they didn't invite him in. So
thank you.
So what else do we need to know about you besides being a cool guy?
It's Viking blue.
What else do you need to know?
I don't know.
I mean, like I say, it's not just me. I'm one of thousands of drivers that could have been here tonight.
But you've been recognized among all those thousands of drivers.
And it is a huge honor to
be
here.
It's extraordinary. And how many drivers are there nationwide?
Over 100,000.
Over 100,000 drivers nationwide, and only three of you have been selected. You're one of those three.
Yes.
That is pretty cool, isn't it?
It's like I say, it's a huge honor to be here. And, I can't say thank you enough.
Well, we've got some garbage stickers for you as a token of our appreciation.
Perfect.
Mr. Aldrich, is this working? Is this okay?
That is. No trash talking.
Yeah, no trash talking. Do you want to bring all the guys up? This is why we turn the lights down, because you guys are... So it's like, come up here, big guy. This is a small token of our appreciation, okay? A very small token. But we have prepared a certificate for Mr. Aldrich. And it reads, Certificate of Recognition, the City of Geneva. Thank you. Is proud to recognize Mr. Kenneth Aldrich of Republic Waste as being honored as Driver of the Year by Environmental Industry Associations, and we hereby applaud him and his extraordinary customer service and commitment to our citizens and our community. Presented on the 7th day of May, 2010. This is for you.
Thank you.
So caution, contents are hot. I don't want to see a lawsuit back here.
It's written on the bottom.
It is. The floor is yours, man.
Thanks. Well, I'd just like to say thank you for letting us do business up here. I mean, I wouldn't have a job if it weren't for municipalities like you guys. And it's just a huge honor that you guys take time out of your little meeting here to recognize me. I appreciate it.
But well, it's not a little meeting. Well,
it's not just me, but it's everybody that's
it's smaller than Batavia's.
You know what that's going on.
It's smaller than Batavia's.
That's so. Right.
But it's not just me. It's everybody that's sitting here.
And
they're all good people.
That's awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mr. Aldrich, in all seriousness, how many hours a night do you sleep?
How many hours a night?
Yes.
Maybe six.
Is that right? Fantastic. And you start on the south end of the county and you work your way northward?
Yes.
Okay. If we were to
Want to be here before 7 a.m. Otherwise, I'd get here before 7.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a challenge.
That's a good point, isn't it, Mr. Singer?
Yes, yes.
Hey, I've never met you before in my life. And gentlemen, we know that you probably need to sneak out. Mr. Aldrich, you have to get up early. So thank you again for being with us and honoring us with your presence and your good work. We're proud to recognize you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's pretty cool. 100,000 drivers.
Yeah, that is.
Amazing. Item 3B, ladies and gentlemen, is to consider the mayor's appointments and reappointments to city boards and commissions.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
He stepped away for a moment.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Arthur Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. I have a proclamation to read prior to saying goodbye to those who have served so well on some of the boards and commissions. And I would like to indulge the City Council and those watching at home the reading of this proclamation. A proclamation recognizing volunteer boards and commissions recognition day, May 17, 2010. Whereas the entire community can inspire, equip, and mobilize people to take action that changes the world, and whereas volunteers can connect with local government by participating on a variety of boards and commissions, and whereas individuals and communities are at the center of social change, discovering their power to make a difference, and whereas the giving of oneself in service to another empowers the giver and the recipient, and whereas experience teaches us that government by itself cannot solve all of our social problems, and whereas volunteers are vital to our future as a caring and productive community. Therefore, I, Kevin Burns, Mayor of the City of Geneva, do hereby proclaim May 17, 2010, as Volunteer Boards and Commissions Recognition Day, and urge all the citizens who volunteer and those who benefit from their volunteering service to show their appreciation for these fine men and women. So isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. I'll entertain a motion to so proclaim.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hills, seconded by Vogelsberg. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Great. Thank you very much. And I think we have some distinguished guests with us tonight. We certainly do. Of course, I can't fix the lights, and I want to get rid of his picture. That thing's scaring the devil out of me after a while. Let's see. Look at that. We'll say goodbye to Eric and Ken.
Put them on the wall.
Stephanie Dawkins, our assistant city administrator, is going to assist me in handing out some certificates to those folks who are stepping down from the boards, who are moving on, upward and onward perhaps, or just to other interests. There are a number of folks who are deserving of recognition, but only a few could make it tonight. So I would like to read all the names of those who first could not make it, and then, of course, recognize those who are present. And if I've overlooked anybody, let me know. But
your turn.
And some may not be here, so I'm just going to wing this, okay? On the Zoning Board of Appeals, a lot of us know this gentleman, George Krippner, actually has resigned from the board. He's pursuing some other interests. George has served more than 30 years, I believe, on the Zoning Board of Appeals. I had the pleasure of knowing Mr. Krippner when I was just a little one. Grew up with his boys and his daughter and all that good stuff, and he has served, I mean, my God, three-plus decades. So we certainly are grateful for his service. Michael Slifka, 6 years on the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee. On the Mental Health Board, unable to attend tonight, Autumn Burns. I recognize them live. On the Geneva Downtown Partnership, which all of you know has been kind of melded into another organization. And it's worth noting that some of the success that the Geneva Downtown Partnership has had over the years, I mean, its evolution itself is interesting. I know Alderman Brown can attest to. It actually first got its seeds back in 1988 as the Joint Parking Committee of the City of Geneva. It involved three aldermen and three business representatives. I had the pleasure of serving on that committee. I believe Chairman Brown was indeed the chairman of that committee for a while, as were others. In 2005, it evolved to the Geneva Retail Committee. In 2007, it became the Geneva Downtown Partnership. Accomplishments include extending business hours and weekend hours, the Fall in Love with Downtown Geneva promotion, the Downtown Merchant Meetings, which established 25 to 30 businesses that now meet monthly, kiosk rehabilitation, of course, Mr. Hill, you're familiar with that, the Lincoln Highway Gazebo, the Lincoln Highway Mural, which is in process, the Black Hat Day and Gardenology promotions, Gardenology, of course, just this past weekend, Juliet's, Alderman Vogelsberg, the proud founder of that organization, the Geneva Bride Walk, depending on the bride, run. No, I'm just kidding. The Geneva Downtown Partnership website, SSA number one oversight and service management, the facade and sign improvement grants, the business issues subcommittee, Viva Geneva, a partnership with the Geneva Academic Foundation, and, of course, the Sudden Values promotion, which is a weekly email blast with all sorts of cost-effective ways to shop and save in downtown Geneva. Those who I do not believe are here tonight include Jane Briner, owner of the Persimetry, Steve Burnham, owner of Paper Merchant, and Larry Casper, who I believe his title is store manager, is it, for the country,
Town and Country,
which I think most of the kids got their flowers from for prom this year. So, Scott Lieben, who's also chairman of the board at the Chamber of Commerce, serves. Jennifer Piazza, I believe Jennifer's here. And, of course, Patty Rambo, who who served as the most recent chair. So thank you to all of them. Ex officio members of the Geneva Downtown Partnership included Marianne Diggory. Let's see. Of course, we have Dave Oberg of the History Center and Cindy Meeks. Now, for those who are here, we have cool stuff for you. Yes, Ellen. Yeah, but see, but she's here, so I get to recognize her live. That's what makes it exciting. Stop raising your hand. This is probably in no particular order, although it should be. We have a certificate provided for each one of the members who are moving on, and we also have a very special gift. But the certificates read very simply, Certificate of Appreciation is hereby given. This one is for Mary Bencini. In recognition of her valuable contribution to the City of Geneva Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, 1999 through 2010. Wow. Mary, come on forward. And check out what Stephanie's providing you. You want to hold that up for the camera? This was actually, look, it's a beautiful star that reads something. What's it say? It says primarily what the certificate says, but it's inscribed with a city seal. It makes for a beautiful paperweight, or if you want to throw it at somebody during the Swedish Days Parade, that's fine too. Thank you. But do you want to say anything?
Well, I really...
You're a teacher. Come on. You got to say something.
I've really enjoyed being on SPAC and being one of the founding members. I always said I was kind of the grandma of SPAC. Geneva is just a great place to live in, and we have so many people who are so fantastic as volunteers, and I think that's one thing that SPAC has shown, and also everyone who works for the City of Geneva, they are fantastic.
Thank you very much, Mary. You know, it should be noted, and I almost overlooked this, was it last year you were the Wood Award winner? Was that 2 years ago? It's 3 years ago?
More than that.
Good Lord. But it should be noted, as a Wood Award winner, very impressive. And that is, in essence, the Citizen of the Year Award that the Chamber of Commerce hands out. So.
Well, I'm still going to stay involved. I'm going to be on Dick Gunch's Downtown Committee.
Oh, does Dick know this?
Yes, he does.
This young lady needs really no introduction, but she served with great distinction for 5 years, from 2005 through 2010, on the Geneva Downtown Partnership Board. Please say hello to Jean Gaines. Hello, Jean.
Do I get a truck? As you know, actually, this group sort of grew out of a partnership between the Chamber and the City that started many years ago, and Steve Burnham, Scott Lieben, and Jane Briner and I were some of the original groups, and we met every Thursday night for a year. We tried to get Joe Stanton involved, and he was too smart for us. But anyway, we think that we have accomplished what we started out to do, and that's a lot more cross-promotions, a lot more cooperation among the merchants, and Ellen is leading the charge now. Thank you.
Look at this guy. 2005 to 2010, he served very well. Alderman Sam Hill. Okay. Well, you don't want to say anything? Okay.
Bye. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure working with the Chamber and...
and working with the community and working for the community. And thanks to all the volunteers who helped me on the kiosk. About a half a dozen guys who put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Sam. From 2007 through 2010, serving on the Geneva Downtown Partnership Board, none other than Mr. Brad Kuntz. Brad?
What I'd like to say, just as the current chairman of SPAC, I would also like to thank Mary for her long service, and she will be greatly missed. Thank you again, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.
Like the sheriff, I'll tell you what.
From 2006 through 2010, taking a seat in the back of the room, Donna Verhege. Donna? Now, of course, you're on TV, and we all want to know, why are you limping up here? Oh, my goodness. That's why running's not good for you.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I want to hear about this. Here you go.
I'll find out tomorrow. I go to the doctor's.
Maybe it's just because you ran.
I know. I have nothing to say. I enjoyed every part of it. I enjoyed working with all the people. I enjoyed all of our little things that we tried to tackle. And it was a great, great group of people. I loved every minute of them. So thank you.
Thank you very much. That's for you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
I haven't missed anybody, have I? Good. And Donna, keep us posted on what the injury is.
Okay.
And don't file a workers' comp claim. Okay, thank you all very much. And if any of you folks need to sneak out, we certainly understand. Now that you've found additional time in your day, I'm sure you have other things you'd like to do than hang out with us. You could have borrowed these, Mrs. Bencini. Right there, look at that. Check that out, dollar store. Good living. We continue with the agenda. Item 3D, as in David, is to present the city's fiscal year 2009-2010 annual report. This will be an emotional presentation requiring a PowerPoint by none other than the city administrator, Mary McKittrick. Whenever you're ready, Mary, we'll dim a couple lights for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Ellen if she could dim a couple of the interior. The two middle lights would be fantastic. The battery's out on this thing. Thank you very much.
Well, they won't give us these in advance. They should give us these in advance, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. This is the annual report for fiscal year 2009-2010. This document is presented to you and this presentation as a tool for providing information about how the city delivered public services through the prioritization of goals set by the City Council last year. This report highlights some of the more significant accomplishments of the city during the year, and others outlined in the quarterly reports presented to you by city staff. To begin with, as you know, but the public may not, there are four departments housed at City Hall. The first one starting with the City Administrator's Office, where much of the communication comes through, and this year we incorporated or implemented text messaging through Twitter. Some of you may have heard about Twitter. And we started doing that, sending out messages to those signed up. By last accounts, I believe we had over 700 people following us, as it is known. In addition to that, we set up a media and communications employee group. The task of the group was to research social media tools, including Twitter, and develop relevant policies in order for the city to effectively utilize methods of communication, and also to look at the city website to update that. The city is currently and effectively utilizing Geneva Mail, which is a weekly electronic bulletin to send out information, Twitter, also a web-based customer service program where customers or residents can request services from city staff. And then we also started implementing customer service survey postcards, stamped, self-addressed, and stamped in all of our facilities, so that the public could fill those out and return those to my office so that we could continue gauging what type of level of customer service we were providing. In addition, office staff worked to develop a donor program and related marketing materials to promote and facilitate monetary contributions to the city as a means to provide public improvements, including benches, trees, bicycle racks, as well as monetary contributions to support volunteer boards, committees, commissions of the city, and their respective programs. This past fiscal year, the city also implemented its pandemic plan. As you know, that was created a couple of years ago, but because of the spread of the H1N1 virus this past year, the city's pandemic team implemented the preparedness plan in response to the potential spread of the H1N1 virus. Copies of the plan were provided to the City Council and also city employees. City employees were notified that the plan had been implemented and hand sanitizer and face masks were made available for anyone who asked for them. And then additionally, we asked customer service staff in all facilities to regularly sanitize public and common areas. Metro West has been a great vehicle for the city relative to legislation in particular. They also serve as a venue where issues can be addressed by municipalities. But in particular, you will recall that Representative Tim Schmitz and Senators Pam Althoff and Randy Haltgren assisted the city in getting a piece of legislation adopted by the General Assembly that allows properties to disconnect from an SSA. And you'll recall that we've had an issue with that for several years. House Bill, I believe it was 0217, has passed. At last check, the governor had not yet assigned it, but does have 90 days to do that, but it had passed both bills. So we are looking forward to utilizing that in upcoming tax years. Also, we proposed another bill and asked Representative Kay Hatcher to sponsor that legislation, and that was House Bill 5925. And that legislation would allow a municipality to adopt an ordinance to maintain the same number of aldermen subsequent to receiving the results of the decennial census. That bill also passed both houses and is waiting for the governor's signature as well. So through its strategic planning, the legislative drive down, the legislative breakfast, the legislative barbecue, the state of the county's event, and the legislative committee, Metro West has served the city well. City also purchased property at 215 Campbell, with plans for a future public parking lot there. City Administrator's Office and staff last year, I think a little during the past year, opened a storefront, including a display case at the reception area at City Hall that we have items for sale. You will recall that we took leftover items that we had purchased for various events and took that remaining stock and stocked our city store and are using those funds to replenish it. And one of the items that I made available last meeting to you was to provide a first in a series of holiday ornaments. And this first one, showing the city logo on one side and depicting the year and also referencing the 175th anniversary of the city on the other side. And those are available for sale to the general public at $12 each at our city store. Also, last year, the staff in the city administrator's office put together, coordinated a dedication event for the public plaza at the 3rd and Crescent on July 25th. We actually held a contest for the naming of the plaza, and Joshua Plaza was chosen. In attendance at that dedication were Joshua family members, Chaudine Foundation representatives who had donated the Rain Man fountain slash statue to the city, the public, and other dignitaries as well. And there are some dignitaries there.
Where? Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe. The Administrative Services Department is a second department housed in City Hall. And they were busy as well recruiting for positions including the city engineer, assistant public works director, TRICOM director, and finance officer. This, as you may recognize, is Kim Hillquist. She joined the finance division as the accounts receivable specialist this past year. She came to the city with great experience, having worked in the same division 10 years prior. So we were lucky to get her back. The Human Resources Manager assisted with our excess carriers audit of workers' compensation premiums for the 2008-2009 policy term, and the audit netted the city a return of approximately $2,500. The IT staff helped implement a remote access server for police and fire to use while in the field. The access allows public safety professionals to access application on Geneva's internal networks. While working in their vehicles. Also, the finance division, following a review of our credit card provider of the payment processing, finance division was able to cut approximately 30% from the monthly processing fees. The IT manager and the assistant city administrator, as you will recall, also negotiated a 10-year franchise with Comcast. And the franchise was a result of many years, beginning in 2001, of negotiations between Comcast and the City of Geneva. In December, it was reported that over 7,000 service requests had been completed by the Finance Division since the service request program was initiated in February of 2006, and that's hosted on the City's website. The city partnered with Tri-City Family Services in adopting 5 families over the holiday season. Employees from the City Administrator's Office, Administrative Services, Community Development, Economic Development, Fire Department, Police Department, and Public Works all participated in that. And this is a picture of the 9th Annual Fall Student Government Program that the city hosted in November. Approximately 25 students participated in that program, and that's grown over the years, and we're very proud of how that has developed, and the interest by the students maintained as well. The Natural Resources Committee is a subcommittee of SPAC, as you know, and it hosted its third annual Earth Day event for Geneva residents this past year. Residents dropped off paper to be shredded on-site at no charge, electronics for recycling, and visited various booths providing educational information. And the city's finance director of more than 13 years, about 13 and a half years, Don Weiss, retired at the end of the fiscal year. The third department housed in City Hall is community development. The Design Guidelines Subcommittee of the Historic Preservation Committee, with assistance of Carla Kalfas, Preservation Planner, and Dick Unch, Director of Community Development, completed a draft of the City of Geneva Historic Preservation Design Guidelines. The document was adopted by the City Council on April 19, 2010. Planning Division staff has begun to meet with a subcommittee of the Historic Preservation Commission as well to review and update the Historic Preservation Ordinance. And as you know, the city was awarded a $125,000 grant through the Regional Transportation Authority, RTA, to conduct its Station Area Master Plan. We refer to it commonly as the Downtown Master Plan. Which will address parking, local government facilities, higher density housing, mixed income housing, redevelopment opportunities, downtown expansion, civic space, urban design objectives, transit and transportation issues, and anything else that we can throw in there. The RFP process was conducted in April with a consultant finalist to be determined. That consultant finalist has been determined, and the committee has been formed, and we'll start probably about midsummer on that project. The Planning Division staff conducted a detailed review of non-conforming residential properties throughout the city and initiated zoning ordinance text amendments to restore building rights that were unintentionally lost as a result of the zoning ordinance and zoning map updates in 1995. The Planning Division staff assisted the Bike Ped Committee in conducting an Earth Day cleanup of the Geneva portion of the Illinois Prairie Path between Bennett Street and Eastside Drive. The Planning Division also prepared a comprehensive rewrite of the city's sign code regulations, and city staff has been trying to meet the goal of creating a user-friendly document that controls the proliferation of signs, minimizes the impact of signs on surrounding properties, and enables businesses to provide high-quality signage, which enhance their economic vitality. The draft should be before the Committee of the Whole for initial consideration, likely within the next few weeks. The Building Division performed building permit application intake processing of occupancy for 1,166 projects. The total improvement value for all permits was total permit revenue, I'm sorry, was $203,892. Building Division staff worked with City Hall Safety Committee on the development of a crisis management plan. As a follow-up, a City Hall fire alarm drill was conducted and a new door was installed at the building permit counter to restrict access by the general public. The stair reconstruction project was completed last year. That took a little bit longer than we wanted, but we had some issues, as you'll recall, matching the brick because the company that initially manufactured the brick had gone out of business. But Carla Kalfas was very helpful in tracking down a very close match to that. Inspection staff performed 1,585 inspections last fiscal year. Code enforcement staff made 538 code enforcement contacts during the year. Prairie Green Preserve has been somewhat on hold only because of funding. But under the City Council-approved consulting services agreement, Applied Ecological Services continues to monitor groundwater wells to ensure that the wetland meets U.S. Army Corps hydrology standards. And as you know, in February of this year, the city received U.S. Army Corps approval to release 24.99 acres of wetland credits for sale. Economic Development is the fourth department in City Hall. They have been busy with a myriad of activities. One of those was helping draw attention to State Street during the Christmas walk by working with high school students to create mannequins on State. Students received service points staging events in the windows. The Economic Development Department also was busy relocating the former Heritage Tourism kiosk from the parking lot north of City Hall to the bike path at Route 38 Bridge. That now includes a map of downtown businesses. They also worked with the preservation planner, Carla Koffis, to secure a location for an Illinois-Lincoln Highway Coalition mural and research content for the mural, and that is underway now. They also worked on the installation of the gazebo out in front of City Hall, the Illinois-Lincoln Highway gazebo. Landscaping, as you may have noticed, was just installed this last weekend. We have a group in Geneva, Geneva Mimers, who have adopted that planting bed around the gazebo and not only planted the materials for us, but have volunteered to maintain that in the future. You may also have noticed around the flagpole area out front of City Hall. That was also planted this past weekend by the first grade Girl Scout groups in Geneva who planted a butterfly garden. So that is to become a butterfly way station, and they have also committed to maintaining that in the future. The Economic Development Department also facilitates the work of the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission, and they assist them with the Dancing with the Geneva Stars event, the Snow Sculpture event, Geneva Film Festival, the Prairie Brass Band, Shakespeare in the Park, Festival of the Vine, Music in the Alleys, annual meeting, and their annual budget preparation, or any other matters that the commission asks staff to help with. This is a picture of the rebuilt and repopulated GenevaDowntown.org website that the Economic Development Department uses. It has a greater capacity for interactivity with the public, and they've gotten a lot of compliments on it. The Economic Development Department also worked on a formal business retention program and business recruitment program, and in doing so updated the community profile that they provide to potential businesses coming in, and this is very handy for a myriad of reasons and is available to the general public as well. The ED department also facilitated an intra-department work team. They continue to work on this into this new fiscal year to update the city's event application, policy, and process with all departments. It's something that was started a few years ago to try to help coordinate and improve the communication between all departments when an event is taking place, basically so that one hand knows what the other is doing, and it's turned into a little bit more of a project, I think, than what we had anticipated. As I said, it's going on a few years now to finish it, but it will be finished this year, Ellen promises me. Ellen and Paul both did a great job in facilitating an interdepartmental work team, which reviewed SSA number one in regards to fund use, pays, levy rate, and general oversight. And then we have our fire department. During this past year, the fire department staff completed the transition to software that supports vehicle-based laptop computers and communication with TRICOM. They were also successful in obtaining $59,000 in grants to fund the replacement of worn boots, protective trousers, coats, and so on and so forth, used by the firefighters. And they completed their fourth year of Camp Risk Watch, with the largest attendance to date. Approximately 1,300 students have participated in that. Our police department as well was very active this year. They purchased and put into service a 2008 Jeep Wrangler as a new community service vehicle. The vehicle replaced the department's 1998 Ford Ranger and is primarily used for parking enforcement. The department also purchased and put into service a 2009 Ford Expedition to be used in the patrol division. The vehicle replaced a 2005 Crown Victoria and regularly used by the patrol shift supervisor. It's been equipped to double as a command vehicle in the event of a critical incident as well. This has been a very beneficial vehicle when we've had snowstorms, and none of the other vehicles can maneuver very well. This one can because of the four-wheel drive. Also, two Geneva officers were part of an Elias Field Force unit that was deployed to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to assist their city-wide security efforts during the G20 summit that was held there in September of 2009. Two police officers represented the city. The Elias is the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System. That's a mutual aid system that coordinates law enforcement agencies, and it's primarily used for traffic control in high security, during high security events. Geneva's Red Light Photo Enforcement Program began in February of 2010. Two Randall Road intersections, Randall at Fargo and Randall at Williamsburg, were equipped with photo enforcement systems and are currently operational. Police Department also sent out 245 service satisfaction surveys, and they had a 33.5% return rate, and the overall average rating for 2009-2010 fiscal year was 3.74, with a rating scale of 1 equaling poor and 4 equaling excellent. And once again, the fundraising efforts by the police topped an all-time high. That was this last picture, and I'm sorry, that's not, the resolution's not very good, but they collected more than $15,000 for Illinois Special Olympics. Also, the police department issued over 1,500 crime prevention notices, conducted numerous crime prevention on-site inspections of homes and businesses, and conducted 20 seminars and meetings designed to inform the public on crime prevention matters. They handled a total of 16,704 incidents during 2009, and those included 5,863 traffic stops, 581 burglar alarms, 474 animal complaints, 646 domestic-related disturbances, 138 criminal damage to property incidences, 342 suspicious incidences, 438 911 disconnects, and 717 assists to other agencies. Public Works Department, they've been busy as well working with KDOT, Kane County Department of Transportation, on the Phase 1 engineering for a bikeway tunnel across Randall Road south of Kesslinger Road. They continue to pursue with KDOT a pedestrian crossing at Randall and Fabian. And this year they are also planning on doing a portion of the North Central Trail, the bike trail that was put on hold. We did not have the matching funds that we had hoped to use to construct that trail, so we're going to try to do as much as possible in-house at our own specs as opposed to using IDOT specs. Bike racks were installed at the metro station and downtown. Public Works successfully completed $1 million street resurfacing project, including 11 streets. They also completed the roadway crack seal project, sidewalk and curb project, and parking lot maintenance project. It's a picture of Joshua Plaza again. Public Works coordinated the installation of all of the improvements at Joshua Plaza. And you may recall, it's not in this picture, it's actually in the other picture, the bench there in the front. That is where a map table is planned to go, but we did not have the funding to put that in. And so one of our Public Works employees built this bench for the public to use in the meantime. Very creative bunch. During the year, they started, Public Works started working on the Dunston Road project, and that is currently under construction and should be completed in June. They had, Public Works and the Water Division, had over 59 water main breaks and 46 service leaks this year to repair. Their averages are 31 water main breaks and 21 service leaks. So this was a year for above average breaks and leaks. Hydrant flushing was completed as scheduled. The sanitary sewer lining project was put out to bid during last fiscal year and scheduled to be completed in the upcoming fiscal year. Well number 7 was abandoned. City staff and the mayor as well testified before the Illinois Emergency Management Association regarding their proposed rulemaking for the radium level and wastewater sludge for land application. The overhead sewer program assisted 4 residences with overhead sewer conversion. Public Works was only able to complete about 40% of the storm sewer catch basin cleaning due to the increased number of water main breaks this year. They also completed their fifth year of the underground cable replacement program, and this consisted of feeder circuit, distribution circuits, and street light replacement in Pepper Valley Phase 2 and 3. The Western Avenue substation improvement was completed in May. And the streetlight replacement program included a replacement of 243 overhead mercury vapor streetlights with energy-efficient high-pressure sodium streetlights. The county and waste management determined that it's not feasible to add landfill gas generation due to a decrease in methane gas production that they are experiencing at Settlers Hill. And we will be working with them more on that as time goes on, but it looks like our plans to capture some of that reusable energy is not forthcoming as we had hoped that it would. The city, as you know, has been researching the wind power project through NMPA and continues to consider that either at present or in the future when funding becomes available and reasonable as an investment. And this is the Prairie State Energy Campus that, again, through NMPA, we are one of 8 public owners of that project. This is the coal mine site on one side of the road and the power plant on the other side of the road. And finally, I just want to mention that one of the most significant events that happened this year is that we the Geneva family, suffered 2 great losses. We lost 2 dedicated public servants who were loyal to our citizens and the city organization and provided excellent customer service. They were committed, they were talented, and their leadership are missed by their Geneva family each and every day. And that, as you know, is Jeff Price. Jeff Price was the water treatment plant supervisor and dedicated employee of the city for 21 years, and Jeff passed away on March 6, 2010 from cancer. The other staff member was Officer Keith Koza, who was with the city for 27 years, and we lost Keith on September 19th of 2009, and they are both sorely missed. So, and that's the conclusion of the annual report for 2009, and you should have hard copies in front of you, and I also have some extra for the public if anyone would like one.
I'd like to kindly ask Ellen to flick those lights back on, if I may. And does anyone have any comments or questions for Mary regarding the information presented? Obviously, there's no action necessary. Alderman Hill?
Thank you, Mayor. I did have an opportunity to review this today, and it's a wonderful document that's been put together by the administrative staff and all of the departments. And especially have some strong feelings about the very last page of the two gentlemen we lost. And but they were typical of our City of Geneva employees. Long time, dedication, and good, hardworking American people. Thank you, Mary, for doing such a great job.
Thank you, Alderman Hill. Anyone else? We will move on. Mrs. McKittrick, thank you very much. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments offered by any member of the City Council tonight?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Regarding the omnibus agenda, I'd like to remove item.
Well, actually, we're on item 4 still, so no amendments to the agenda?
Sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay. Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk can be considered routine unless someone from the council and or audience wishes to remove an item.
So move.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah, Mr. Pollack, go ahead. Excuse me, sir.
Thank you. Letters C and D, please.
C and D.
C and D. You got it. Would you like to entertain a motion to amend the omnibus agenda?
So move.
Alderman Pollack makes that motion with the amendment. Alderman Singer was that?
Yes, sir.
Made the second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Richard Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
You forgot me.
Ralph Dantino?
That'll be an aye.
Mr. Mayor, I think that the record should also reflect that Alderman Dantino entered the chamber at 7:20 this evening. So,
sorry for being late.
So noted, according to the clerk. That motion passes on item 5, so we jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,071,912.36.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 10 passes unanimously. We jump down to Committee of the Whole items of business. Item 11A, consider ordinance number 2010.
Amending.
Amending Title 4, Chapter 2, Liquor Control, Section 4-2-7, License Fees and Number of the Geneva City Code. I'm looking for a number on that. On that ordinance number. That's why I hesitated. I apologize.
Oh,
I believe it's 25.
2010?
I believe it's number 2010-25, but before we
It says 26 in our packet.
Is it 26? Because I have...
It's 26 in the packet.
Item 2010-26. So ordinance number. Motion by Mr. Piper. Seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Hill. This matter is on the floor for discussion. Anyone wishing to discuss this matter, ask any questions, or if there's anyone in the audience, of course, as well. So, Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last week I voted against this and will continue to vote against it. I didn't say this last week, but after some reflection, I thought about, you know, we're going to create another liquor license for this part of town, and the people who already have the existing package store, when the new Fuller's building was built, that area wasn't zoned for packaged liquor. And now it's as if we've changed the zoning rules, which happens. And I also don't believe that we should have two packaged liquor stores in such close proximity to one another on that side of town. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the council? Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? Mrs. Patel, welcome back.
I actually just have a question. My name is Jennifer Patel, 2406 King James Avenue, St. Charles, Illinois. This is a question regarding the liquor license in particular. If two companies apply for that license because it is open to the public, mm-hmm. how do you determine who is to receive that license?
It's literally first come, first serve. Based on a qualification,
correct.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else? Questions or comments regarding item 11A? Hearing none? Seeing none? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call vote.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Nay.
According to my records, the motion passes with 7 affirmative votes and 3 nay votes. Thank you all. We jump down to item 11C, which is approved resolution number 2010-45, authorizing execution of contract with Eaglebrook Country Club for Dancing with the Stars event, February 5, 2011. This item was removed from the consent agenda by Alderman Pollack. Alderman Pollack... the floor is yours. We'll entertain a motion to put it back on the floor. And I'll
second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. Alderman Pollack, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question. A question was asked of me, and I asked it last weekend regarding the event Dancing with the Stars being held at Eagle Brook and the number of citizens that attended and want to attend and complain about the size of the room, et cetera, and Mary advised that it was the Cultural Arts Committee who basically decided to go with the Eaglebrook Country Club, and I was just wondering what say-so do we have, and what was the discussion regarding the sizing of the room? It seems as if it's an event that has certainly outgrown the capacity of Eaglebrook, and I frankly don't know how to answer the question. So
well, it can be answered pretty easily. And for everyone's benefit, City Administrator McKittrick consulted with me as well. The genesis of this discussion is quite easily understood, and it's very brief. The fact of the matter is the event is wildly successful. The fact of the matter is there's not enough room at Eaglebrook to host all those who want to attend. The other fact of the matter is when the Cultural Arts Commission comes to the City of Geneva, and in essence the citizens of Geneva, and want taxpayer money to help fund a program, but are considering taking that program outside of the City of Geneva, I said, that ain't a good idea. The commission understood that. The commission respected that. They could certainly argue and perhaps compel all of us to change our mind, but I was not one to support a request for taxpayer money to fund a program that benefits a local group yet held outside the very city it's supposed to benefit. I thought that we were heading down a very slippery path, and quite frankly, a necessary one. So recommendations were made to the Cultural Arts Commission to increase the fees, ticket fees, by $5, which would more than cover the cost. The other property they were looking at is located to the north of us. It was substantially more expensive based on audiovisual and other elements as well. So I think when reality set in, it was not only the right thing to do, it was the best thing to do. So that's my opinion. Yeah, it is the largest location in the city, regrettably, until we redeveloped the old jail site.
We can't serve booze at the high school. It's really what it comes down to.
Mr. Pollack, the floor is still yours, so.
No, I didn't know that there was such a discussion, and I understand what you're saying, Mayor.
Yeah, there was lengthy discussion. In fact, I spoke with many of those, and I had an opportunity to discuss the issue with a lot of the commission members at the film festival as well.
Was it an increased cost at a different location, or was it just because it wasn't going to be held in Geneva?
I think there's a combination. I think when you put the black ink on paper, the reality is, wow, it might cost us more, but the real impact is, what message do we as a governing body say to the citizens of Geneva? We're going to fund X by $5,000, and they're going to take X and move it out of the city. Because we all know that following that event, a lot of folks will still go out and celebrate the success of the evening and or embarrassment, depending on how you danced, and probably spend their time here. My concern was that if they spent it somewhere else adjacent to a hotel, the majority of the additional money spent would be invested not in our town, not by our seed money, but instead in another town. And I think that's bad precedent.
Okay.
That's my opinion. So. Alderman Piper, had your hand up?
Nope.
Alderman Singer, then Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What is it that constitutes a contract for a minimum of $5,000 as opposed to a maximum of $9,500? What's the distinction? How do you arrive at a number?
That was pretty much just negotiated with our friends at Eaglebrook. It's pretty much holding the date.
Oh, I see.
That's good. And how many attend, et cetera. I mean,
it's based on a minimum and a maximum number of attendees.
I see.
It's the same terms that the city entered into in the past when we held our appreciation dinner there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a standard contract.
I see. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Yeah, I would add this, that years ago, we used to hold our own city appreciation dinner outside the city because we couldn't find space big enough. But we agreed that squeezing each other in a city-based venue is more important than having ample room somewhere else. So, and because, as we all know, we haven't held our appreciation dinner last year or probably this year, I wasn't willing to yet again kick our friends at Eaglebrook in the knees. So, Alderman Vogelsberg, no?
Thank you. I'm fine now.
Okay. Anyone else? Mr. Stanton, please join us at the podium, sir. I think you're going to correct some of my statements, aren't you?
No.
Oh, good.
Because you need a water.
Joe Stanton, 17s, North First Street. I just wanted to add, the commission went around to some of the companies that donated last year, and when they were told that it was going to be out of town, we pulled our donations from it. You know, my office did all the typesetting, the design and stuff for free, and we weren't willing to do it for an event that went out of town. So it was not only because of the city money, a lot of the donations that they've gotten in the past were being pulled, including the free advertising in eGeneva, the use of the marquee, because they're not allowed to use the marquee to encourage people to leave town. So there was quite a few things that came into play. But they did ask some of us. I actually went with Carolyn Hill to Eaglebrook, and we actually sat down with them, and we worked with them on relaying it out. And my office is actually putting together a seating grid to replace some of the tables that were rounds with banquet-style tables to move the bar into the other section. It's always going to be a two-capacity event because it's so popular, but they may be able to increase the size by 15, 16, 17% next year. So Eaglebrook is doing an awful lot to accommodate this event. And because it is staying in town, people that have donated in the past are going to continue donating where that was going to be pulled if it went to St. Charles or any other town.
Thanks, Joe. Anyone else from the dais? There's a motion on the floor for item 11C, and there's a second as well. Any additional discussion? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Item 11C passes unanimously. On to item 11D, approved resolution number 2010-46, authorizing execution of underground cable replacement contract with Gaffney's PMI in the amount of $678,163.55. I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Dr. Brown. This item was removed by Alderman Pollack. Alderman Pollack, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Mayor. Last week we discussed this issue. It was a budgeted amount of approximately $1 million. The bids came back. The low bid and the approved bid was $678,000. And we were to have heard this week as to how the budget was going to be, how that $300,000 was going to be reincorporated into the budget or what would, how it was going to be reallocated. And I haven't heard. So just looking for information that we were promised last week.
Yeah, I'd love for you to address that. That'd be great. Then I've got a comment to make as well.
I think I would just reiterate what Superintendent of Electric said. They had a six-year list of projects to do. So it's not a matter of lack of work to find. So they can choose from a multiplicity of projects to spend the money on. And if they don't, it would go again into the reserve fund for that enterprise fund. It would not leave that fund.
I agree, but what I was looking for was that, that $300,000, is it going to be for what specific project or how would it be?
They'll bring a contract before the council. If it's over $20,000, if they're spending any of that money on something that they haven't presented in their capital program already, then they would present that to the council, well, regardless of whether they had presented it or not. If it's over $20,000 in a contract, they'll be bringing that before the council for approval. I don't believe that any particular project has been chosen since last week, but when it is chosen, Mike will bring a contract.
Mayor, that's the answer to the question. That is, there has yet to be a specific project identified.
Not to my knowledge.
Right, and once identified, then we'll be advised.
Then it'll either go through the normal process. Administrative process, right. If it's under 20, and I suppose there could be some smaller ones,
sure.
But anything over 20 would come before the council for approval, yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Kevin?
Anyone else? Alderman Dantino.
Then, Mary, is there some sort of wish list or something that he has?
I'm going to chime in. Why wouldn't these questions be asked of the director, Mr. Buffington, or anybody else? Why do we wait until the television cameras are rolling to ask questions when no one says, look at that, we actually saved $300,000 on bidding? This is similar to the Eaglebrook question. I don't freaking understand it. And I said freaking.
I asked the question last week, Mayor, and never
but
got
now
a
you
response.
Said tonight, but no one gave me information. Did you
did
try
not,
to call Mr.
I
Buffington
did,
this week?
I
did you
asked,
try to call Mr. Buffington this week?
Excuse me, Mayor.
Did you
I
try
asked,
to call
I
Mr.
Asked,
Buffington this week?
I asked Mr. Buffington last week, and
did
I
you try
did
to call
not
him this week,
get a
Ray?
Response.
You did not call him this week, did
I
you?
I did not get a response,
did you call
Mayor?
Him this week?
We can go back and forth, but sir,
if you answer the question, I'll stop talking. Did you try to call him this week?
I asked the question last week.
The answer is no, you did not try to call him.
I asked the question.
Thank you for answering the question by not answering the question. Mr. Dantino, did you try reaching out to Mr. Buffington?
I did not try to reach
okay.
out to Mr. Buffington.
That's nonsense. We don't have to wait to this evening to ask these questions. No one's going to accuse anybody of rubber stamping anything. The staff are at your disposal 24/7. Call Buffington. Ask him the question. No one praised the staff last year for saving $400,000 on budgeting, but we're concerned about how the hell we're going to use that money in the future. The fact of the matter is we don't know yet. We don't know how we're going to use that money. Then I would suggest that nobody vote on this project until Buffington comes back and says, how are you going to use that damn money, Mike? I just find this completely silly.
I don't think asking for a wish list is out of,
I'm just curious what projects were on the list out there.
City Administrator McKitchick is not the superintendent of the electric.
I asked her if there was a wish list. I didn't ask her to name them. I asked her, and she shook her head yes.
The wish list is included in the goals and objectives. We have that. We know what they have been approved to do. We know that.
We were told there was a wish list last week.
Right. I've never seen saving money treated as such a negative thing. It's amazing.
I applaud them for saving money.
We bust their chops if something comes in overbid, and we bust their chops equally if it comes in underbid.
Call the question.
Question's been called. Mr. Clerk, take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
We jump down to item 13, new business. Any new business by anyone? Mr. Pollack?
Thanks, Mayor. On a positive note,
excellent.
I'd like to say congratulations to the track team, specifically the Geneva High School girls track girls.
Indeed.
12 of them are going downstate this weekend. And I'd like to do a shout-out to Claire Anderson and say congratulations, kiddo. Way to go. On a more serious note, I'd like to ask where is it one can find how the city distributed monies for raises, specifically the zero.
You know, I am so glad you brought that up, Ray.
Thanks,
and let me share with the entire city council the email that Ray Pollack sent to the city administrator. Dear Mary, I would like to know the list of all employees and how much they got in their raises, whether they got any. Well, Ray,
let me finish, Ray.
You are out of order. You are
correctly.
Out of order, Ray. Okay? I'll break the damn thing if I have to. Ray said, I don't need names. Just give me employee numbers. What's the purpose of that for, Ray? So that you can go back and say to somebody else, I don't think Mr. Jones deserved what he got? It's none of your business. Absolutely none of your business. It's nobody else's business in this community as well. If they want to FOIA that information, they can FOIA it. If you want to FOIA it, FOIA it. I ain't giving it to you, nor is McKittrick, nor is any department head. They've been directed by me not to provide you with that information.
Excuse me, Mayor. My...
Fire away.
My email to Mary, specifically...
Anna I've got Fox. It, Ray. You want me to read it?
All right, I can.
Fire away. Read it.
Let me paraphrase.
You were also asked, why do you want this information?
I did not ask for specific personnel information.
You asked for employee numbers.
So that the names of
how
the
much
people
did we
can
budget
be identified.
For, how much did we budget
so
for merit-based...
So the people can...
How much did we budget for merit-based salary adjustments? How much did we budget?
$252,000.
$258,000. Read the budget. Now... How that money is allocated by the professionals we've hired, is that really a concern to you?
Well, it's a concern if, did we spend all the money?
No, I call it investing. Did we invest all the money?
Did we?
You'll know that when we get the budget reports later on in the year, won't you? This is, you clearly have a problem with who's been appointed because you wanted to take that off the agenda in the council. You clearly have a problem with some employees.
You clearly wanted to favor
one employee group over the other based on comments you made to other people. Ray, what's the problem? I will take a motion to suspend the rules, and we'll let Alderman Pollack explain to all those watching what the hell is your problem.
Mayor, I have no problem.
Fair enough.
And if I have to FOIA it, I will FOIA it.
FOIA the information.
Got it.
Use taxpayer money so that you can have information that you can share with whomever and for whatever reason. Your response, I believe, was, I'm just curious.
I am curious.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Want us to parade the employees forward and say, hi, Mr. Pollack, I received the 1%, I received the 2%?
Absolutely not.
That'll make you feel
better? I'm just curious to see how we spend our money, Kevin. That's it.
It's a waste of time.
Okay.
You're not doing your job, Ray. You're fishing for information. You're doing it for somebody else. That's not appropriate. That's not
right. Nobody else.
Bull. Who else has their hand up for new business, pleasant or otherwise? From the audience, Mr. Dantino?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Pollack. All in favor say aye.
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 Microphones are off.